crimes of state. A president is charged with violating the law and constitution of his country. He's charged with opening the money pots of the nation to his cronies. He's charged with torturing people in the name of a war on terror, listening to the phone calls of countless citizens, and unleashing his hordes of malevolent minions upon critics, journalists, and opponents of his almost imperial rule. Am I describing a recent novel? For surely, surely, this can't be a real president in a real country facing real charges. And yet, it is. But not here. It's in Peru, where Alberto Fujimori, once affectionately nicknamed El Chino for his Asian features, faces a slew of criminal charges stemming from his years in power as president. The former president faces charges from his 10-year reign, which saw Peru's version of a dirty war against virtually all opponents of the state. From armed combat against Sendero Luminoso, Shining Path, and the Tupac Amaru revolutionary movement known as the Tupamaros, to massacres of leftists by secret death squads, the former president left behind him a legacy of blood. In the 20 years of this long internal war, some 70,000 people lost their lives, according to a finding by a government commission in 2003. If convicted for his role in the carnage, Fujimori, now 69, faces 30 years in prison. Why is this surprising? Because here, in the U.S., we see so much government immunity that the very notion of trying our presidents for war crimes, violations of international law, or even violations of the Constitution seems the stuff of fiction. The closest we have come was at the resignation of Richard Nixon from the presidency after impeachment was imminent. Not to worry, his successor, Gerald R. Ford, granted him a pardon before he was even charged. And his crimes, which culminated in the Watergate scandal, are all but forgotten. I heard a foreign news report today, which reported that 1 million people had died in Iraq since the invasion and occupation. 1 million people, and yet no crimes, no impeachments, not even serious rap about either possibility. Immunity. What can the world's sole superpower learn from a relatively small, relatively poor, mostly Indian nation on Latin America's west coast? Probably not a damn thing. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.